During the recording of Sgt. Pepper, Paul is asked about classical and pop music.
The taxi driver the other day had some sheet music of a Mozart thing. And I said, what's that, you know? And he said, that's the eyeglass stuff. You won't like that. He said, no, you won't like that. And I said, well, what is it, you know? He said, oh, no, you won't like it. You know, it's high class, that. It's very high class, highbrow. And that kind of way, I always used to think of it. I used to think, well, you know, that's very clever, all that stuff. And it isn't, you know, it's just exactly what's going on in pop at the moment. Pop music is the classical music of now.
The lyrics in the song Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite came from an antique circus poster that John had bought in a store near his home in Weybridge. He says that it was a straight lift. Quote, I had all the words staring me in the face. I just took all the lines and joined them together word for word. I'm not proud of it. I was just going through the motions because we needed a new song for Sgt. Pepper. If the words came easily for the song, the music and production didn't. John told George Martin that he wanted the music to swirl up and around to give it a circus atmosphere. To get this calliope and hurdy-gurdy sound, George tried all sorts of ways. He finally got it by gathering together various recordings of Victorian steam organs, then cut the tapes of them into hundreds of short bits, threw them into the air, and asked engineer Jeff Emmerich to tape them together again, not knowing how it would sound.
Because once we'd stuck them and rejoined them, hoping that they would all make up some weird different tune, but because it came back identical, which was, you know, a million to one chance of doing that. I always remember that overdub because I think George was pumping away at that harmonium, and plus Paul was doing keyboards, and all the percussion parts were all done on the same track and all had to be done live. And I think they spent about 6 hours doing that, and eventually George just collapsed on the floor. Out of sheer exhaustion.
The final track was mixed with a bass harmonica played by the Beatles' roadie Mal Evans, with George Martin and John Lennon playing some electronic organs. Its effect was the perfect feel of a circus in the sky. Then, when John sang the words from the poster, the piece was complete.